Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the X1 Bros. This is your positive gaming on Xbox community. We got quite a few people here in chat here for the first time. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. If you're here for the first time live, if you've never joined us live, you can always do so, youtube.com/X1Bros. If you want to support us, there's a couple ways that you can do that. You can rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify. Apple Music, yeah. If you haven't yet, actually go rate, review, and subscribe to us. If you have, go rate, review, and subscribe to us anyways. I think it's been a while since we've gotten any new reviews over there on the Apple one, so because we haven't said it in a while. So yeah, go rate, review, and subscribe to us there if you haven't yet. Another couple ways, you can become a member over here on the YouTube. On the YouTube's
platform.
That membership gets you a loyalty badge, which a lot of people in chat have right now. Look at that sexy X. Oh, it just looks so good. As well as that, you get access to our members-only after shows. Today, we're talking about how The Witcher Season 3 has absolutely ruined my life, and I almost killed myself after watching it.
Oh, gosh.
So we're going... It's going to be juicy. It's going to be juicy. Again, all of our members get to listen to that. YouTube.com/X1Bros and then just hit that membership button. You can also go subscribe to Mr. McSpicy's channel called Mr. McSpicy.
That's actually the name of the channel. That's my name.
Yeah, you go over games. Know your game. You went over The Witcher recently.
Yeah.
The Witcher 3.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't?
No. I didn't get notified.
Maybe you need to hit that bell button.
Hit that bell. No, yeah. And then I just did, 2 days ago, I just did Apex.
Ooh.
That was actually an interesting one because I got to learn about Activision and like Vince Zampella and stuff and like the whole Infinity Ward stuff.
And he left.
Nice. Yeah. You know what they did?
The drama?
You know what they did? Sneak peek of my show. Okay.
Okay.
So they make this cool game called Modern Warfare 4.
Sure.
Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Right? Sure.
Very, very popular game. And Vince Zampella and West, I think they were like co-people.
Yeah. Co-conspirators.
Co-conspirators on making the game. They said, we'll make you another one. We'll make you another one, Activision, if you give us creative control over this franchise. And they said, all right, do it. However, if you get fired, we get to keep that control.
Oh, wow.
That was the stipulation. And
how did that conversation go? But if we fire you, it's ours.
Yeah. And so Activision actually tried they were looking for ways to fire them for a while. Like they were, the vendetta was, the goal was to get them fired so they can get control again. like what a toxic relationship.
But like, that really is. Why? Because it would only benefit you if the game stays popular.
Yeah. But
and then when they left and Modern Warfare 3 came out and then you had Ghosts and all, like they just sunk.
But I think creative control is really important to companies or something like that. I don't know.
I thought money was important.
Well, that is too. Which, by the way, speaking of which, so they go and they're like, okay, peace, we're out of here. You know, yeah. They actually get fired.
Isn't there a huge lawsuit and stuff?
There was a whole bunch of lawsuits. Yeah. And all of it's like, we don't know anything about it. It's all like non-disclosed.
Which
stuff.
Means someone paid someone somewhere.
Yeah. And so then they go and make Respawn Entertainment, which did Apex, right? So they eventually made Apex, Titanfall, etc. And they didn't have any money, and so they went to EA, and they're like, hey.
What can you do for us?
Give us money. And they're like, okay.
we'll buy you.
Yeah, it was kind of an interesting thing to learn.
Yeah, that is cool. So Mr. McSpicy channel, youtube.com/Mr. McSpicy.
Yep. Yep.
Very good. And then finally, Jordan, what's your channel? youtube.com/JordanTheManRant.
Yeah.
Not yet. Jordan's yet to have a YouTube channel.
We're working on it.
Mine is youtube.com/X1TheGamer. Daily Xbox stories, news, and discussions, and opinions. And I argue with myself quite frequently over there. So if you enjoy that,
I should make a reaction channel reacting to your guys' videos.
That's what we were
talking about that.
Yeah, really?
I was going to react to one of Mr. McSpicy's videos.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. just for fun.
And then I was going to react to his reacting to my video. And then
we could see how long it goes to where it's like 2 hour reactions because it just keeps bumping it up.
And eventually what I want you to do to our reaction videos, Jordan, is just you like sit on a couch in a terrible, just with a weird angle and just stare at the screen while you watch the video.
Yeah.
Like every other reaction video on YouTube Shorts.
So huge news last week. Last week we had the podcast on Thursday and then all of the news broke on Friday. And normally news does not break on Friday. But when it's Final Fantasy Fan Fest in Las Vegas, Nevada, news gets dropped on Friday.
Yeah.
So we should probably pull up some Final Fantasy because it's glorious. So, Jord the Man, we've been waiting for this for a while. I know you are a huge fan of Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
Also known as Final Fantasy Online.
Yeah.
It is coming to the Xbox. That was the big announcement. Yeah. Phil Spencer was on stage. It was basically a love fest. I thought they were going to start making out. I really did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Square Enix said, "We are dedicated to bringing more of our games to Xbox. That relationship seems closer than ever." I had this thought before we jump into Final Fantasy 14. I had this thought. The rumors have been PlayStation, after this Activision Blizzard, is going to be, they're going to buy Square Enix. It just makes sense. That's and everybody, that's the assumption. Okay, I could see that makes strategic sense in the world that we're living in. But after I saw that stage love fest, I saw that public orgy that happened on stage, I thought to myself, how hilarious would it be if Xbox bought Square Enix? Whoa! I doubt that that's going to happen, but...
No, this is nothing but good news for Xbox and for Square Enix. And for Final Fantasy 14, because look, I mean, in an MMO, I know a lot of people don't think this, but the more... I think in gaming in general, or actually just for a product, the more people that consume it, the better, generally. Yeah. And in an MMO, this is great.
Except electricity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. If you hit a threshold where that's too much.
That's the one thing.
And water, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, we got enough water.
Yeah, we do. The world has a lot of water. Yeah. That's for sure.
So, but no, yeah, this is super exciting. Finally, I've been wanting this to come to Xbox forever.
So
this is incredibly exciting. People are going to be able to jump in. It's going to be fun. Final Fantasy has a really good story that you can go through. My only, I guess, concern is I do think this game is more new player friendly than World of Warcraft. We talked about that a few weeks ago, but you can tell the first, like A Realm Reborn, it's a little dated. Like there's a lot more speech bubbles.
Yeah, everybody.
There still is voice acting, but this is actually the one thing that like ESO I really appreciate. Everything is voice acting. Not everything is voice acting in this game.
The same five voice actors.
Yeah, yeah. But at least you don't have to read. You know.
True.
So I could see people struggling with that, but I mean it's actually a really good story. Final Fantasy 14 is actually I think one of the top stories of Final Fantasy games. So I think that may turn off some people. But
story for Final Fantasy better than the story of World of Warcraft? Definitely better than ESO, right? Story.
I would say ESO. Yeah. Well, I mean, stories are all a matter of opinion, right?
No, they're not.
Some people like Harry Potter, some people don't.
There's facts.
When you play Final Fantasy, you're playing for a story.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a story-driven MMO. Like, things are locked until you get to certain parts in the story. Like
okay.
Yes.
I remember starting this and everybody saying, be patient and get through A Realm Reborn.
Well, and I think they fixed, what was it, like 5-point-something to 6-foot. There was a huge quest chain that took forever because it was like them waiting for the first Heavensward expansion to come out. And I think they condensed that down a lot. But so, I mean, anyway, the story is good. I worry a little bit because I do feel like some people might get the impression that A Realm Reborn is a little dated, but I mean, if the story hooks you, it hooks you. You know.
Well, here's the thing. With that so-called dated Realm Reborn, it's one of the most popular Final Fantasy games ever.
Yeah, well, and they're...
With a lot of people moving over to it from World of Warcraft.
Yeah, they're on... They've just announced their new expansion for next year, Dawn Trail, which looks really cool. I mean, they're on a roll again. They're on that hype going up, which is great. We're going to get a beta. They said the beta will roughly come around, I think it was 6.5, which I think is around October. And then we'll get the full release next summer with Dawn Trail. So, but the full game should be available in the beta. So I think the reason they're just calling it a beta is so they can work out probably, I assume, infrastructure
now
on that side.
So a lot of less people
now
complain.
Yoshi P made a big deal. I know this is why you've loved Yoshi P. He says
he's one of the greatest. He's the top five game developers.
He says his game has to be cross-play.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is actually one of the things that holds back ESO. People may disagree with me, but I think that's one of the things that holds back ESO. It should be one community.
Yeah.
Not the Xbox community, not the PlayStation community, and the PC community. One community. Which, again, only benefits the game because you have a higher pool of players to interact with, play with, do dungeons with, PvP, all that, you know.
Okay, give me your top three reasons players to check out Final Fantasy.
Story is definitely number one. I think they have some of the best encounters in the business.
An encounter as in...
That would be dungeons, and especially when you get to endgame stuff like ultimates, raids, alliance raids, or trials, I think they call them. Trials, alliance raids. And then I'm MMO. You get to play with your friends, you know? It's fun to level up.
Bonus answer, boob physics.
I don't know if they have that or not.
Riding magical birds.
Yeah.
That run really fast. Yeah.
No, this is, I'm super excited for this. So being able to play it on the Xbox, earn all the achievements on the Xbox, it's going to be a fun time. And you're going to get that huge influx of new players, which is always good for a game, especially an MMO. The one thing I will say, just a tip, if you're looking forward to playing this, you can play it on the controller, and it does get a little, like, you have to get used to it. I guess just like with any game, muscle memory on the controller. But, and maybe this is something the developer should look into, when you first load the game up, the UI is just kind of splatted there. Thankfully, they have an in-game UI, like customized, like you can customize the whole UI. There's going to be, like, I know, especially for you, Mark, like even looking at this, like what we're watching on screen, it's not bad, but it's a little bit too much for me. I got to clean that up a little bit. So that might be a little bit inconvenient for some, but trust me, it's worth maybe the 30, 40 minutes it'll take to kind of scale down the UI, get rid of some stuff you don't need.
Speaking of stuff you don't need, doesn't Final Fantasy 14 not allow third-party
Correct. Yeah. Ads? They have a strict no add-on policy, which again, people are going to disagree with me on this. I think World of Warcraft should move to. They should slowly purge
because
out.
They control the design of their game.
Exactly.
The design of their encounters, which goes in hand with what you said. They have some of the best encounters.
Yeah. I think World of Warcraft should go in that direction. Now, a lot of people are going to get mad at me for that. And don't get me wrong. Look, in World of Warcraft, I use add-ons because
you have to.
You have to. You know what I mean? But if World of Warcraft took the steps to improve their certain aspects of their game and then start purging a lot of these add-ons, I think the experience would be that much better. And then you can bring it to console with no complaints. But yeah, there was actually... So World First, I forget which trial it was. It was one of the endgame trials for the current expansion in... In Final Fantasy? I know,
that was like a commercial. That's a commercial right there, wasn't it?
You weren't even near the mic.
Yeah. In Endwalker, there was an encounter. And basically what happened was these encounters are hard. Like, so they have trials, alliance, and they have these things called ultimates, which are like, you don't get any gear for... Well, you do get gear for ultimates, but it's like a cosmetic thing. Like, it's just like the best of the best show up for those. Uh-huh, you know what I mean? Like, they're intense. So anyway, there was a world first, right? And everybody's watching this, and the character was way zoomed out, so you can see the entire arena, which is not a normal game mechanic, because if you can see the entire arena, you can basically just bird's eye view and see everything, so it's a lot easier to play. Yeah, they got it taken away pretty quick.
Oh, because they were using an add-on or something to do that?
Now, to be fair, there's other people that do use add-ons that are useful, and I think add-ons exist because of, I don't want to say it in a mean way, shortcomings of the developer. Like, an add-on exists because people need something in the game. And the developer, I think, should at that point try their best to add it. Mm. You know, obviously there's an add-on, so it's possible to do it. So anyway, I think that's where most add-ons derive from. World of Warcraft, I think, is in a unique position where add-ons just kind of got out of control, and I think they designed for add-ons now, where I think Final Fantasy is different. But sometimes Square Enix will get a little intense. They gave out some pretty intense world first bans for people using like add-ons that weren't malicious add-ons. It was almost like what was it? It was, what's the add-on called in Warcraft that we use that shows your cooldowns? Auras, weak auras.
Yeah, which is honestly one of the best.
It was, from what I understand, it was kind of like a weak aura type add-on. If you played, what you know what that is. But anyway, they got like heavy banned. Like, it took them out of the race because they got banned. Like, I was talking to a friend of ours in Hawaii, and even he was like, yeah, it was a little too much. But, you know, it set the precedent. You know, like,
has been set.
Yeah, but so I like that there's no add-ons allowed. although... Final Fantasy does get a little intense. I was playing Final Fantasy with that friend from Hawaii, and he took me to the underground. There's places like this in World of Warcraft as well, but
uh-oh.
There's certain server, certain bar you go to where there's certain things you can pay gil for, and you use certain add-ons to then see certain things. It gets a little there's an underground. It's like a living, breathing world.
Wait, like what?
I would call it a form of prostitution.
What?
In the game?
Oh yeah.
Between characters?
Oh yeah. Bunny people.
Yeah.
What?
Bunny girls. Because that's a character class, like the bunny boy, bunny girl, right?
Wow. That is like one of the weirdest things you have ever seen. Right,
hey, when you guys load up, I'll keep.
I don't want to go there. Yeah, okay. I feel like I'm now on a list.
Yeah. So there's hey, whoa. Everybody in Warcraft, it's Moonguard, I believe. The similar, you know,
Jordan,
the furries, you know, it's
Jordan every will take every, places you never
every
want,
MMO
never
has it's it gets intense. It's like the real world.
Oh, no,
you got to know where to go and where not to go.
That's funny. Let's do a shout out here real quick.
But is that crossplay?
Oh yeah, that's why. Yeah,
there's real quick super chat from Drew Stanick, who says, "Bros, I'm back with great news. My daughter Sabrina was born last Friday, July 21st. She's in great health, and I can't wait to introduce her to video games. Congratulations, Drew! Huge shout out! Congratulations on having a baby girl, and thank you for
that's awesome.
Your super chat there.
That's funny. Silence in chat says Jordan sounding like Howard from The Big Bang Theory.
Well, that's why exactly. That episode was exactly funny.
Season one, Howard.
No, he that's why that episode.
Trolls.
Yeah, what was it? Glenda the Troll. Like that's why it's so funny because. Like
that's real.
It happens, guys.
It happens, man.
You're
up late at night. Your defenses are down. You'll agree to anything.
You walk into the inn in Goldshire, and it's like, whoa, who's dancing on the table?
You'll agree to anything, okay?
it gets a little gets a little intense.
So story
bunnies.
So story. Reason number one.
Bunny people.
Encounters. Like, you think best encounters?
Sorry. Yeah.
Not and then
actual,
what,
I'm sorry.
And then what was number three, Jordan? Your third reason?
Well, just MMOs I think are fun, right?
Okay.
I don't know if this goes with story, but I don't know. I think there's other games that are better at zones. Like I don't think Final Fantasy is like the perfect MMO, right? I think there's things they can improve on, obviously, like most games. Like, for example, I feel like ESO and World of Warcraft are a little bit better at like exploration, like world exploration, like going to zones and like exploring and having, you know, and people are probably saying, well, I explore in Final Fantasy and that's great. But I think for me, World of Warcraft and like ESO, I think do that better. Their zone design, I think, is a little bit better. World of Warcraft, I think, is better of the three in that because it's one open world, whereas it's not instanced. Mm. But
so let's go through when this drops. Where will it be ranked among the MMOs available on the Xbox?
I think it'll shoot to number one. I don't think there's an MMO that can match its how do you say it?
Quality.
Quality. But I mean, there's other MMOs that have good quality. But I think, it's quality. It's
also player base.
It's player like, base. Yeah.
Nobody's playing Neverwinter Nights.
It's the world.
Yeah, I just think I think it'll be the best MMO.
Now, if World of Warcraft was on Xbox, would it be the best MMO, or does this take that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are. I would guess World of Warcraft's probably more popular.
No. I'm not talking popularity. I'm talking best MMO out there.
I don't know. I think it comes down to opinion. Like right now, I think of the big three, I think Final Fantasy is the best right now.
And what's the big three for you?
World of Warcraft, Final Fantasy, and then ESO.
Okay. You don't put like a Black Desert Online up there?
I guess you could put Black Desert. I mean, then we're getting into the top five. I would put Guild Wars 2 after ESO at 4.
Mm.
You know? And then 5. I can appreciate why people like Black Desert Online. I couldn't get into it for a long period of time.
Yeah.
I appreciate what it does, and I think there is fun there, but, you know, it's not for me. Well, but, I mean, some people would count Diablo as an MMO nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of games are leaning toward Destiny. Would be, classified as an MMO as well. So I guess it just depends on how you classify your MMOs.
So this drops in 2024. Very excited about that. So that also gives us time. That gives us time
open
to do
beta,
a deep
though,
dive.
At patch 6.5.
Yeah.
Which I think will is March. Be October.
Oh, it's
roughly October. Yeah. And so I think we'll have access. I don't know how they're... He said open beta, and if it works the same way, it's... I think we'll have access to the whole game. And then they'll just do an official release. And that's why I was telling you guys earlier, I think the reason they're saying open beta is I think they're just doing it for, like, to work out the infrastructure.
Spicy.
But...
Yo.
You dove recently deep into World of Warcraft. Is this on your radar? Excited about this news? Not so excited about this news? Meh.
Do we know, is it free? Is there a subscription?
One of the actually very good things about Final Fantasy XIV is you can play the free trial up to, I believe it's level 60, and I think they just bumped it up to 70.
Yeah,
for the release, because on the stage, so you play all of Realm Reborn, and then you can play Heaven's Ward, which is the first expansion, which is a very good expansion. And then that was the free trial. Now they're bumping it up to Stormblood, which is the next expansion after that. And then from that point, you have to purchase and then pay the subscription fee.
So it's a purchase and subscription
fee. So you pay for the current expansion if you want it.
Yeah.
So when you for example, let's say you play all the way through Stormblood, you have a couple expansions after that. You would just buy the latest expansion, and it would give you everything behind it.
Gotcha. Okay. Isn't that how ESO does
it? That's generally how they all work, right?
Yeah.
And ESO does it in chapters.
What's the monthly fee then?
I think it's like, is it $11.99 or $9.99 for, like, you get 8 character slots, but you don't need 8 character slots unless you're doing something specific, because one character can be any class at any time.
Yeah, that's what chat was saying. It's a multi-class game.
Yeah.
$12.99.
And then they have a higher version at $15. So I do the $12.99 because I only have one character, because I only need one character. And I think I think it gives you 8 characters on the base version. But the thing is because you can switch jobs whenever you want. I mean, you have to re-level those jobs, obviously, but you don't have to create a whole new class for it.
Yeah, so re-level meaning if you... Like how World of Warcraft does it. If you level up to, say, like level 14 of your blacksmithing or whatever it is,
yeah,
you're locked into level 14. Any experience gained after that, if you don't hit 15, if you switch, it goes back down to the base level 14. Is that how this works?
No. So when I say, let's take Warrior and Paladin. Okay. Right? Well, Warrior's a bad example. Warrior and Paladin. But anyway, or Marauder and Paladin. So if you level your Marauder up to, let's say, 33, and you're like, I don't really like this class, you can just switch jobs, because they're called jobs, to a Warrior. It's that same character, and then you level him. Your Warrior job is level 0, so you level that up. And let's say you max out your Warrior at level 90, soon to be 100, you can go back to your Marauder class at any time, and it'll still be
32
or whatever you left it at, yeah. Same with professions and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, that's nice.
So, like, people do, like, Omni class, which is trying to get all the jobs leveled up. And I think they're adding 2 new jobs in the new expansion.
I've never played Final Fantasy XIV, so I don't know much about it. Is there still a need to fill roles, like...
Yeah, tank healer DPS, which, again, is my type of MMO.
Yeah, okay.
I like the Trinity.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Guild Wars, and Guild Wars kind of has, like, a... I would call it a light, like their support, but I like this guy's a tank, these guys are DPS. I think it makes things fun. So I like the holy trinity of
MMOs. How is it fun to play each role?
Well, I mean, I prefer other jobs
other than
role?
Like support.
Yeah, DPS. Yeah, everybody, yeah, I think it's fun to play each. The only one I haven't played in Final Fantasy is healer. I've played tank and DPS.
Yeah, because sometimes the roles don't get filled. You know what I mean? Like, cause
no, yeah, this one.
Fun. I mean, let's be real. DPS is always the funnest, no matter what game it is.
Another good thing about this, having it across all consoles and PC, your player base is big. You got a lot of pull. You got a lot to pull from.
A lot of players to pull.
So, David, to answer your question, I've gathered some data.
Okay, yes. I did this mission. I know this guy. I know that guy. I've done this mission. This awesome. Is the beginning. Okay.
Okay. I don't know. I still don't know. Not because I don't want to play it, but do I have time for an MMO?
Well, in a couple months you will.
You do have time for Diablo, which is basically an MMO.
Yeah. And by that time, you'll be tired of season 1, so you might as well.
That's true. But the thing about Diablo is that is the only game I'm playing right now.
Yeah, that's the thing is about these games.
Any MMO, it takes you places, right, yeah. Jordan? To the bunny place.
I do not suggest this, but you could pay for the skips. I highly I don't encourage that with any MMO.
What's the skips?
They let you skip the story up to the current expansion.
I would do that.
And then let you level the class.
Nah, I don't want to.
I don't think you should.
The problem with MMOs is like, yeah, you get to understand places and locations, and they become.
Yeah, special. I mean, you learn your class better by playing it and leveling through it. And I think Final Fantasy actually has a very good story, and the stories continue off of each other. So you would be lost if you didn't.
I just watch YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, but
you don't.
The story is very good.
Here's the thing, David. Like Final Fantasy 16 right now, the story is amazing.
Same team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, after Yoshi P came in, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, same
like,
team. Yeah,
that's like his job is he's basically quality control for Final Fantasy.
Well, there you go, guys. Final Fantasy coming. Now Square Enix. Now they didn't say that all games were coming from Square Enix, but they did repeat lots of times while they were all on stage. A closer partnership in bringing future games to Xbox, which is very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Yeah, which I think, because I think the exclusivity for Final Fantasy 16 is up at the end of the year, because I think it was like a 6-month thing. Now, they've already said it's not going to come to other platforms right away, but I think that, I mean, it opens the door. And what I'm really excited about is you know, you don't think about this, but what about like Final Fantasy 7 Remake? Is that finally going to come over? I mean, we already know it's on the PC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And
it was good, but they like blueballed me.
Yeah.
They like blue gamed me. I don't know.
Blue gamed you?
Yeah. Because they cut you, like, it's.
They cut you off right when it's getting good.
Yeah, 33% done. That's what that is. And that's disc
the
one.
The second part is taking forever.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's exciting. Let me tell you what game I got into, or I purchased this week, rather. Not got into, but I did. And Jordan and I played it right before the show
today. Yeah.
F1, baby. F1 manager.
Yeah.
Not just F1, so F1 manager.
Manager, yeah.
That's the Excel spreadsheet version.
Dude, yeah. Okay. So I don't know if anyone else has played F1 manager. It's single player to my knowledge, but I feel like there's a missed opportunity here because it makes sense. You go through a whole season with F1 and F1 manager. It makes sense to me that side of things is single player. But they added something this season where you get to, or in 2023, apparently, it wasn't in the past ones. I don't know. I didn't play the past ones. But they have race replay or exclusive scenarios where they take a race that happened live in the season and in this most recent season, and you get to rerun it as any of the teams. And so that's what Jordan and I played before. That part should be multiplayer because it would be so fun to sit and talk trash to Jordan, be like, you pitted at the wrong time. See you later. And go through that. But to my knowledge, that mode is only single player as well. Here's...
Okay, let me ask you a question real quick before you get into it. We're watching gameplay right now.
Yeah.
Is this how gameplay is?
Have you ever played a manager game?
No.
You're literally the manager.
Are you just responding to emails?
No, that's a part of it. And you could be snarky too. Like, it's great. Fast forward to a race day. You'll see. There we go. There's a race day. Now, the graphics, when we first loaded this up for a race, that sucks, dude. Yeah. Graphics, not the best. And then you can switch the camera into the car, like into the camera, in the car camera mode.
Yeah.
That's where they spent all their money.
Well, no, you're effort. In the driver's eyes.
Driver's eyes,
so, like,
yeah.
You're in his helmet, and you can see
him. And it's cool.
That part is cool.
Yeah, that part's cool. But right here, so during the race, 57-lap race, for instance, where were we at? Were we in, like, Dubai or something?
I couldn't tell you. I don't...
I think we were in Dubai for the race that we were running, Jordan the Man and I. And you've got... You are the crew. Oh, it's so cool. And we're like watching our tires. We're like, okay, one of our guys, I was the Red Bull team because that's my favorite team. But I had one of my guys, our strategy, we had one of my guys pass another guy and they're right back and back. One guy plays defense, the other guy plays offense. But then I was like, you know what? I don't like Carlos Perez, little bitch. I really don't. If you watch the show, you'll know why. So I had him just run his car into the ground. Because I could do that because I'm the manager.
Wait, don't you take like a hit for that?
Yeah, I sacrifice points.
Yeah, and he's gonna have to pay for
that. Sacrifice points to send
and
a message like
and a few million dollar car.
Yeah,
but I sent a message. You're not number one on this team, okay? Not on my team. But
is he like something with the campaign or something?
If you watch, highly recommend, spicy, highly recommend. Again, Jordan got me into this, but F1, what is the name of the show?
Oh, the Netflix show we talked about.
Dude. F1, Drive to Survive.
Oh, my goodness.
We talked about on the
it's awesome. Members
show last week.
And so as a result, but here's the thing. What they do here, so I also enjoy Football Manager. Great game. F1 did a much better job with their interface than Football Manager, particularly when it comes to a controller. It really just fits a controller well. No issues with the controller. Whereas Football Manager, they did a good job porting it to a controller. It's not bad. I played that mostly on the Nintendo Switch because of the mobility factor there. Keep in mind, you can also play Football Manager on like a tablet. But for whatever reason, that game is still very mouse and keyboard heavy. Whereas this, it's like these big screens that you're on, so it's not a keyboard and mouse like right here on this screen to go. He's going really fast here, but you switch between your two drivers because there's two drivers on every team. It's just right bumper, left bumper, and then everything is displayed in those two tabs. You don't have to go three or four menus deep. A Football Manager, you have to go three or four menus deep, so you always have like a mouse and keyboard is just better. Football Manager does a great job of this being console friendly, or not football, F1 Manager. Great job of this being console friendly. I know nothing about racing, guys. This is my first, I mean, as far as like outside of like a Forza, I don't know enough to be a man. However, these games do teach you about it too. It's super cool. Mm-hmm. I was very impressed. Jordan, thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
We were doing boosts. You got to decide. This is tactics, baby.
Yeah,
this
no, there is a lot of strategy tactics, that goes strategy. Into like the team race and stuff.
Like shake and bake?
Yeah.
Are you talking about like that? The boosting?
Basically.
Yeah. I want to go fast.
Well, I like when to pit, when not to pit, what type of tires to wear. You put soft tires, hard tires, medium tires.
Wet tires if it's raining, different things like that, right?
It's awesome. I am very, very impressed with this game. I am enjoying it. If you're into F1, if you're into the show F1, I think this game just complements it really well. I'm excited. I got it. My one criticism, you got to bring multiplayer.
That sucks.
That's dirty.
We just watched.
That looked like Lewis Hamilton.
We just watched a fake crash in this game.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. Highly recommend. Spicy, what have you been playing? Still Diablo?
Yeah. I am level like 54 or all something right. at this point.
Jordan, in the new character, right? In the new the season,
seasonal character. Yeah.
Jordan, you been playing anything new?
No, pretty much Diablo. A little bit of F1, the racing one,
the real F1. Yeah, Jordan's about to say.
Yeah. Although, did you guys see the Diablo glitch?
No.
It's been getting a lot of traction. There is a glitch that you can trade money and items.
Gold.
Is it
items? I thought it was just gold.
Yeah, I saw a video where you can do items, yeah. From the Eternal Realm to the Seasonal Realm, which is a huge, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically cheating.
No, it is. That's an exploit.
Yeah.
My thing is...
See, this is what I wonder, though. Is that the player's fault for finding it, or is it the developer's fault for not fixing it?
Well... It's yes, I believe I'm gonna say I would never choose to do it because I feel like that's stupid.
You have morals.
Yeah,
you have scruples.
Like I don't go steal stuff from the store either.
I would do it.
Yeah,
this is it their fault for not putting a security guard on the candy bar aisle? You know,
it's the heavy hitting question.
But technically it's yours. You own it.
You like own the candy bar?
No, it's your items. You're not taking anything. It's not the same as stealing.
And if you really think about it,
you're stealing from yourself.
Is it hurting other players?
Are you, though?
Because you can argue that it would hurt other players in PvP, but then my argument is it's Diablo. Who cares about PvP?
you're hurting your own experience.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You're a purist. You're a purist. Yeah.
It ruins the integrity of what a season is. It does mess things up, and they should fix it, but I don't know if they will.
Real quick, we got another super chat from the one and only DJ Hero. He's been a member for 36 months, 3 years, tier one wingman status. Huge thank you, DJ Hero. Look at that gold badge he's got right there. That's cool. Very nice. So some breaking news this week. Discord. Go ahead.
What if I did it and gave you items but didn't tell you?
Ooh.
I don't like receiving items anyways.
Just for the record, I haven't done it. It's actually, it's too much effort for me to go through and do the glitch.
We've had this conversation before. I'm about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah.
And that's how I play games. I want the experience. I don't, for games that come out, Zelda, Elden Ring, Diablo, I don't want to hear about builds or anything. I don't look up anything until I beat the campaign.
Well, you already beat the campaign.
I know. I'm just telling you what kind of person I am. Okay. Yeah.
I'm telling you how good of a person I am.
Okay? I'm telling you how I have the moral high ground, Anakin. Okay?
Yeah, I'm curious if they'll actually fix it.
Well, so, yeah, I think I saw this from, like, an Asmongold video or something that popped up. And in order to get this exploit to work,
it's like a lag switch.
That's, yeah. How do you fix a lag switch?
It's got to be, so it's something in the game. So you pull your Ethernet cord and the game is like remembering what was last logged in, like what session you were, right?
That's the thing. You can't get it. How does Blizzard block that from happening?
In the same way any other game blocks it from happening, right?
How do you fix? That's what you would have
to
fixed.
Do. You would have to do. So what it does, what it seems all right, here like
it's, driver mode. Driver mode.
Look no, that's not the driver. Well, there's another driver mode that's better. But anyway, because what it's doing is like, so for example, what happens is you log in as your Eternal character, you pull the Ethernet cord, you go through a bunch of different processes that I don't want to get into, and then when you plug your Ethernet cord back in, at a certain point or whatever, you're able to pick the seasonal character, or sorry, your whatever, sorry, you're logged in as your seasonal character, and then you pull the plug, and then after whatever, you pick your Eternal character. And that's where the problem is it remembers what world you were in last. So they just have to do something to where, like, I mean, I'm telling them how to do their jobs, and I don't know how complicated it is. But, so that's essentially how I perceive it as it's remembering what world state you were in. And I'm sure
But see, this is all on the client side. This has nothing to do with Diablo's servers.
Yeah, so I mean,
how do they fix that?
You patch it.
Oh, you just... Yeah, just patch it.
Nintendo does it all the time. We patched it.
Okay. Blizzard, patch it.
Look, with all the cybersecurity in the world, I'm sure there's a way to fix it. Well, and to be honest, if they want people to, like, take season seriously, they have to fix it. So, I mean...
I don't know.
You got to fix it. Because it makes seasons obsolete. What's the point of a season if you can just come in... trade all your gold and gear to your character, and then you can say, or you can even, what if you can, I mean, I think in one thing I was showing, people said they haven't tested it yet, but you can essentially power level characters, and you know what I mean? I guess they kind of fixed the power level thing. But
here's my thing, though, okay? If it was just gold, which I thought it was just gold, I didn't know that...
From what I can see, you can trade items.
See, I did not see that. I thought it was just gold. If it's just gold, gold is pointless anyways.
You get to the higher upgrades.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, so when you're imprinting, like, affixes and then upgrading, I mean, gold tends to add up on those.
I know, but you just sell your items and you get gold.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but this makes it so you don't have to go through the process of playing the game.
If you play the game, you don't need to do
this
that.
This skips that step. You don't have to play the game.
Here's my thing. I can't wrap my head around this. Why are you playing a game that you don't want to play?
Some people just like to watch the world burn.
But I'm playing this game because I like to play it.
Some people like to skip that part, you know? And
but if that's how you feel, why are you playing this game? Why are you putting yourself through playing something that you don't...
Because maybe the implication
is they don't enjoy the game, so they're trying to skip the game.
No, they just want to go fast. Some people like to go fast.
Or they just want money.
Yeah. Some people like to play the game that way.
I guess I got blinders on. I just can't see that mindset. I like to play the game.
Mm. Well, I mean, why do cheaters cheat, you know?
Because they enjoy it.
But,
I mean.
I would say this is cheating.
Yeah, so that's
is
that's
it cheating what, why or is it maximizing their
Is it min-maxing?
It's min-maxing. It really is.
Well, no, that's the age-old question, right? Like, is this considered... I'm watching Suits.
I'm watching the show called Suits, and this guy is really smart and takes the LSAT for other people.
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. They're just maximizing their time so they don't have to study.
Yeah, but no, there's a difference because it's all theirs. They're just moving it from one character to another, but it's still their character.
Yeah. It's their test.
Yeah, they're not stealing it. Well, I guess you can argue it's not harming the other character, although it does harm the integrity of what a season is.
They're harming.
I think they should fix it, though. Like, it's actually a pretty bad bug.
Hold on. Don't you guys want the... Oh, never mind. Never mind. I've thought about what I was going to say.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know where you were going. Yeah. You were going to be wrong.
Yeah.
My mind can't wrap my head around, why are you playing a game that you don't want to play and just get to the end and then...
No, but that's not wanting to play. It just wants to fast forward. Sometimes you want to hit the fast forward button.
Yeah, okay, let's say you do that. Then what else is there?
What's the difference between that, though?
Being a badass in the end game. I don't know.
But then, a game like this never ends. Like,
but here's the thing. Is it cheating to watch a YouTube video on the fastest way to level up and just do that dungeon?
So,
let's... That's the same thing. You're ruining the integrity of what Diablo is.
No, because you're taking advice from people. You're not actually... You still have to go through that process.
And you're still going through the process.
Yeah, but the game is allowed... If the game allows you to... Is it cheating?
I would also say that is not a fun way to play. And most people that grind like that get burned out because they're not having a good time.
Sometimes I enjoy the grind.
I watched a video on this guy... that did 300 sellers, and that's all he did. He did 300 sellers in a row. He got to level 45. It's probably an optimal way to level up your character. He did it in 6.5 hours, and he said you can do it faster. He was just taking data and doing it. It was just for science.
You can do it faster. I was just messing around.
He said he wouldn't wish that upon his worst enemy. He would never choose to do that again. He did it for science, and he would. It was just not a good experience. That's what grinding is. If you play the game like that, I just don't see. I don't see how that is a fun experience.
I like grinding sometimes.
Well, like grind. So grinding, like putting on some headphones and going and doing whatever and enjoying music.
Like, to be fair.
But you can't do that all the time.
In Elden Ring, I grinded two of the farm spots for souls.
What's the difference?
And I enjoyed it. I just watched YouTube. Well,
The difference in this than in, for instance, Animal Crossing, changing the time on your console to go get items?
I don't ever do that.
No, but that's like a very common practice. That's not cheating.
That is still, you're exploiting the how the hardware
in Animal Crossing,
talks to the
software. You never turned back time, or never went to get. For instance, you could go get turnips for instance, and then come back and turn them in for lots of money.
No, I never did that.
You are a liar. We could go back. We could go back to those episodes. You talked about it.
I actually think messing with your Switch clock settings is like a part of the gameplay.
At this point, it is.
I don't think I did.
You did. You did, because you're the one that showed me how to do it.
I don't think I did. I really don't.
But like, what's my point? Is like,
that doesn't sound like me. No,
that is. Especially for rare items, you have to do that in Animal Crossing.
Well, we have a community, guys. If you can see that I cheated, let me know. If anybody wants to listen to those episodes.
No, this glitch in Diablo, though, it is a bad glitch or a bad exploit, and it does need to be fixed. The question I'm asking is Blizzard going to fix it?
No.
That's usually the track record. Or when they fix it, it'll be season 5.
If this affects their bottom line, they will fix it. If it can be fixed.
It's amazing how that happens, right? Mm. When the dollars start.
Yeah, it's an incentive. That's how the world works.
Mm. Xbox is enabling you to stream directly from Xbox to Discord.
That's cool.
Breaking news.
That was the next news.
That's the next news. That dropped earlier this week. And my thing, I don't understand. So Discord at this point, I think, is largely community driven. In other words, where its strength is communities, not like, for instance, like, Blizzard's not going to put a lot of time or money or effort into a Discord necessarily. But communities will. Their players will. I don't understand Discord. It's like they're trying to be everything. It is a fantastic service. It's a great app.
Man, remember when we used like Skype and Vent?
Yeah.
TeamSpeak.
Well, now you can use... I think we were playing Destiny and we were using Discord chat because you guys were on PC, and the quality
it's really good. Yeah,
superior.
Yeah, the integration of Discord into the Xbox, I guess we can. But call I don't party see, system is really good.
I don't see streaming being a thing. I don't think that this is a move to like become a streaming streamer. I think this is a move to like, hey, let me hang out with my friends, and you guys can watch me play this game.
Yeah, I 100% agree. This is useful if Tarkov ever comes to console.
Well, you'd still have to have like a second screen. I guess your phone. Yeah.
Because the nice thing about streaming on Discord, David.
Yeah.
Is knowing where your teammate is so you don't accidentally shoot them in the head.
Yeah, that was nice when we figured that out.
When we figured that out, that made that game way more fun.
Yeah, because you'd look up and you don't have to run it. We ran it at like, what, 10 frames or whatever the lowest one was? Because you just have to be like, okay, you're at that door. Don't shoot that door.
Yeah.
Because we were really bad at...
Well, see, that game requires such good communication. Where,
and spatial awareness.
And you, the call outs, it's like, he's by the tree near the bush. There's bushes and trees everywhere. It became, once we started doing that, David, it was more like, look at my screen. That's where that guy is. Okay.
That's funny.
Now, is that cheating?
Well, okay. It is like Tarkov nuts. Kicks you so hard in the nuts so many times, you don't care.
And there's so many cheaters, too, that you know. As long as you're not paying for software.
I would say that's a communication assistance.
Yeah, it's like it's like night vision. Some people have it, some people don't, you know? Actually, and you have an advantage if you have night vision.
We're not very good speakers, and this helps us talk to each other.
Let's call it closed comms.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Man, Tarkov on the console, that would be a...
Now, the hoot. Now, the other thing that dropped this week is Xbox is killing off the Xbox Companion app.
Yeah, let's be honest. When did I ever... Did I only use it to type?
That's the thing. And then so that's what I used it for, and but then they got rid of that.
That was Smart Glass, wasn't it? Yeah, so I haven't used it
but
since
I think
Smart
it was
Glass.
I think it was incorporated into it.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't used it in a while.
I tried to find that again on that app. I've tried it over the years several times. That's the only reason I used that was so I didn't have to do it on the controller.
Yeah.
And they got rid of it.
I think players used it to take clips and then post their clips from their games to social media. But now that's even built in, where you could just link your account and post straight
post
up
to Twitter.
But
do they have a Microsoft Rewards app? Now I would use that because I have to go. From what I understand now, I go to the computer every time and I have to like, okay, because every once in a while Microsoft would be like, hey, you got $25. Oh, thanks. And then I got to go to the computer, redeem it. Be nice if I could just. That was an app.
So Blake says, I use that app to talk to my son when he's on his Xbox. I also use it to post my clips of text. I use it to check if you guys are online and what you guys are playing.
I just use our text thread for that. No.
So download all your clips now because it's going away. August 28th, I believe, is the time it's going away. I think it's because they're going to move everything into one
app. They're probably going like to put it in the Game Pass app.
One Game Pass app, exactly. Yeah. That's, I think, where everything is going to be.
Which, to be honest, I don't even use that app.
Maybe it'll all move into the Blizzard launcher. I don't know, but... The Game Pass app that has that reward stuff. Yeah, See,
I don't use the Game Pass app. Well, because it's just all so easy and accessible from my console. It's like there's no need for the app, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the only other real big news story this week is Xbox marketing team visited Kojima Productions.
All right.
That's exciting.
That is. Means they're going to market the crap out of something.
Out of whatever weird game he's...
Wait, that's the news? We heard that they visited them?
Yeah, he went to... They took a picture. They took a selfie together. All right, a group picture. Kojima, because he has an exclusive game coming out for Xbox, so it's, what is it going to be shown? And the way he talks about that game, something that I've always wanted to do, but the technology has never existed, now it does exist, and Xbox has given me this opportunity to create an entirely new genre, basically. I mean, I'm summarizing, so what's he going to create? Like, I'm very curious. And so you got to think, technology never exists, that's got to be cloud, so it's got to be a persistent world, something like that. A lot of speculation on
what... Or just pure power, you know?
Pure power, baby.
Yeah, it could be pure power.
The SSDs, the hard drives for something? I mean, that was really, you know.
No, he specifically talked about taking advantage of cloud technology.
Yeah, but don't other games do that? Like, doesn't Forza use that for drive avatars and stuff like that? So, I mean, we've seen it roughly in the past, so I'm curious what his ideas are.
Yeah, he's not afraid to take chances and challenge himself, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, and I mean this in no bad way because I actually think it's a very well-done game. It's a game about a supernatural UPS delivery guy. And it's really good.
With a ladder.
Yeah.
And a really big backpack.
Like, it's about a supernatural UPS guy trying to reconnect America. Like, that's what that game is about.
It's a futuristic.
And it's fantastic. It's not for everybody, but it's a good game.
The Postman? It's The Postman 2075.
I guess. I don't know what that movie is, but
didn't that movie flop?
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was like I never saw it.
I saw it once. I was bored.
No, if you need a game to play, you don't have anything to play. Try out Death Stranding. Is it still on Game Pass? Or was it on Game Pass? I know it came to Xbox, but anyway, it's a fun game.
Yeah.
It's very, very unique.
Yeah, I'm excited. And that's what's I'm excited. Cool I think it. Someone like that's not afraid to take chances and him being so excited about this and a challenge and challenging himself. That's like how you get Duck great.
Hunt. Yeah. Also in my he is also in my top five developers.
Yeah. The man,
the myth,
the legend that is
Hideo Kojima.
And with that, we should end the show.
You want to just end it?
we just cut it off.
And press that button right there.
I almost bought Remnant this week. Remnant
I want to get it.
I hear good things.
I'm going to pull up gameplay. If you're
also,
talk about
Baldur's
this.
Gate 3. I've been trying.
When is that coming to Xbox?
Probably next year. I don't know. Whenever they decide to bring it to Xbox.
Hold on.
Whenever they decide to do it. But oh, it's Baldur's August. Gate 3.
No, it is August, yeah.
I'm no, that's its release date. It's out on PC right now. I know everybody gets tired of this explanation, but it's basically a third-person shooter, Dark Souls.
A Remnant?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
it. It actually ticks every box that I like.
We don't know. Basically,
I don't know if it's me getting older, but I like games that give me that directions. Sense.
Like a bunny room downstairs.
Guys, I was in the guys, middle drinking a soda.
I
was choked there.
Guys, I was taken there, and he says, "Oh yeah, we got a place like that." Because I don't know how the conversation came up, right? But it came up, and he says, "Oh yeah, we got a place like that
we
here."
Got
and
a place like that. Follow me.
Yeah, and then he's like,
"I'll do the talking." Yeah,
yeah. And I was like, we went in there, and it was like, "Holy cow!" And then it's like you whisper someone, and you're like, "Whoa." I don't have that kind of money.
Like a red light district or something?
Yeah, it is. Because I don't know how it came up, but we were talking about like Moonguard and WoW or whatever. And he was like, oh yeah, we got that here. And theirs is much more like...
Don't make eye contact like, in a video game.
Yeah, it was like, you can take him back to your apartment.
But so what excites you about Baldur's Gate, Jordan? Like, what were you saying?
Oh, it's gonna itch that Dungeons and Dragons itch, man. Like the way they've incorporated. I've been watching people play it in different reviews and stuff. The way they incorporate, like, just little stupid stuff, like the dice rolls, the Dungeons and Dragons, the fact that it's from Larian Studios, and the two games that I've played of theirs are seriously top notch games. Divinity and Divinity 2.
Yeah.
Divinity.
Divinity is so good.
It you know that feeling when it's just like when you watch Lord of the Rings, you're like, man, it's just nice to be back in a real fantasy world again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know like that when we, you feeling. Know, yeah.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. So at Remnant, I just want it because it looks freaking awesome.
Yeah, Remnant, I just keep watching. What is fascinating is you've got these hardcore dungeons, and then you can beat the crap out of the boss, get some loot, get out. And then play the same dungeon again. It's an entirely different boss with entirely different mechanics in an entirely different dungeon. Crazy.
So do you have this game?
Remnant? No. No, not yet. Not yet. And then what else is cool is like all of the worlds are radically different. So like you'll have a cyberpunk type of world, for instance, or like a super high fantasy feeling to style of world in there. And that also appeals to me. I've been watching gameplay of this and you know streamers just do walkthroughs and it's cool, man. It's really cool. So all right, everybody, hey, thanks for tuning in. If you want to talk about worlds to not get lost in, we're going to be talking about Witcher season 3 next on the members only show, exclusive to all members. If you're here live in chat, don't go anywhere. You'll automatically be redirected. Let me tell you,
Sneak peek.
I almost threw up a brick through my television.
Your OLED?
It is the biggest drop of first half to second half of season I've ever seen, ever, all time. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
The end screen is up. Do you want to end this?
Yeah. We'll talk about it next. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everyone.